Many of us have only known about the Omicron coronavirus variant for a few days, but governments are responding quickly to this new and threatening development. The U.S. and other countries have issued travel bans, and there could be more U.S. travel restrictions soon. Here and now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan is here to talk about what it all means for holiday plans. Seth, could you bring us up to speed on the status quo for starters? What are the current restrictions here in the U.S.?
Well, domestic, there really aren't any restrictions besides wear a mask and, well, don't fight with flight attendants, right? What changed for international travel as of just a few weeks ago is that the rules became much more liberal. U.S. citizens need only proof of vaccination or a recent negative COVID-19 test. Non-citizens can travel from anywhere in the world. They need both, though. They need proof of vaccination as well as a recent COVID-19 test. What changed just in recent days is the big exception to that, countries from southern Africa, like South Africa and Botswana. Non-citizens now severely restricted from traveling to the U.S.
I see. And what do we know about what's to come? We're hearing that there could be more restrictions on the table.
Almost certainly something, and what we don't know is exactly what yet. First, the testing window. Right now, I said recent COVID-19 test just before, right? What does recent mean? Right now, it means within the past 3 days. It can be either a PCR test or a rapid test. Those rapid tests, of course, the benefit is that they're faster, although they're not always quite as accurate. That could be shortened to as recent to just 1 day, for example. And then we'll have to see if any other restrictions come about. Those restrictions, by the way, on countries in Southern Africa, the World Health Organization and others have criticized them and basically said that South Africa is being punished for coming forward with that information about Omicron. And of course, there's always lag time between when infections occur and when we know about them. It's becoming clear that Omicron is in many other parts of the world already.
Yeah, well, and to that point, I mean, some listeners, Seth, may be flashing back to travelers getting stranded overseas in the early days of the pandemic. Should travelers now be concerned about going somewhere on vacation this holiday season and then being unable to get back home?
Well, U.S. citizens are almost certainly always going to be allowed to return to the U.S. What happened early in the pandemic is that airlines canceled so many flights so quickly that even if you were allowed to go somewhere, getting there logistically wasn't always feasible. That's less likely to happen this time. I mean, we saw what happened with the Delta variant. Travel bookings certainly dropped off and airlines reacted to that, but it wasn't nearly like it was at the onset of the pandemic. And this is, of course, all just emerging here. We all learned about Omicron just in recent days, but that's the more likely case here, is that this will be a problem for airlines and for some travelers, yes, but in terms of a U.S. citizen being able to get back home, probably less of a threat now than it was early in the pandemic.
Yeah, as you said, those bookings started to drop with the emergence of Delta. What's the early evidence for Omicron? Are people canceling their travel plans right now?
I reached out to a firm called Forward Keys, which often has an early read on booking data, and they told me that it's just still too early to have enough of a sample size to say what's happening with this or to compare it. I asked them this too, to Delta variant. Are people more or less concerned about this? But they said, look, the history is that whenever news like this comes out, people do, to some degree or another, book less travel than previously. And I can tell you, if you look at the financial markets, on a broad stock market rally today, midday trading, American Airlines, Delta, and United all down, not participating in the market rally. Southwest Airlines, the fourth of the major U.S. airlines, up a bit. And that tells you people are more concerned about those global airlines that fly around the world than they are about an airline that serves almost all domestic travelers.
Sure. And the fear may be that whether it's Omicron or some other variant, that this kind of, you know, stop and go pattern could be what we're in for a while. And that kind of uncertainty sometimes spooks investors. That's Seth Kaplan, here and now transportation analyst. Thanks for the time, as always.
Thanks, Callum.